Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on right here on the show. This is a very special show with Brett Hill. And it's a very special show for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is that, you know, if you're me, you're looking for somebody like Brett to help you to do many, many things. Today's show is so seriously important. I mean, for those of us that know about what it means to focus, what it means to listen, what we don't know is what full spectrum listening is about. My very special guest today, Brett Hill, who is one of the world's leaders in helping us understand mindfulness, consciousness, conscious connecting, you name it. But without this conversation right here, I don't think those other things are going to get us where we want to go. Brett, right? Am I at least on track?
You're right on track. Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Look, very short story. I stuttered as a teenager. My listening skills became extraordinary. And they I didn't know it. But what I mean about that is, you know, when you're in a situation where you cannot talk.
Yeah.
Like, you can try to talk, but you're having a hard time. Something happens.
Yeah.
Are most of us waiting to talk, Brett, and not really?
Well, in your situation, you know, it sounds like, and, you know, you had this impediment, and so you really learned to use your other senses in order to help inform you. So when you did speak, there was a lot of value in your words because you were picking up more than most people because it's kind of, I have to make this count sort of energy in it, right? Do I have that right?
Yeah, you get one shot.
Yeah,
and, you know, by the time you actually answer the question, I don't know if you ever noticed this, but the person that's asking you the question cannot wait. And they've asked you anywhere from 3 to 5 other clarifying different questions. So you got to figure out which one to answer. But it metaphorically, as well as literally, I wish I could say where we are now, at least in our culture and subculture, listening was one of our greatest attributes, but I'm not sure. What do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those attributes that the culture doesn't support. It's just like you said, when you're talking to somebody, they're on to the next thing and they're on to the next thing. We basically have a constant run-on sentence. Have you ever studied when you were writing and somebody said, and you're trying to learn how to write and they say, well, that's a run-on sentence. You know, it's kind of like too long. Well, it's like in our heads, we have one giant run-on sentence and it doesn't seem to stop that often for when other people are talking to us. And so one of the things I talk about with my clients and in my trainings and stuff is, you know, stop that dialogue long enough. Stop thinking about what you're going to say next. How am I coming across? I hope I'm, you know, attractive enough, powerful enough, clever enough, funny enough, whatever it is that's going on in your head. Stop that dialogue long enough to actually listen to not just what someone's saying, but if you really go deeper with this, listen to the who that's talking to you. And that's the beginning of a real, really powerful way to engage the world.
Yeah. I don't know if we're worried that we're going to miss out. I don't know if we feel invisible. I can't tell you how many calls I do outside of my team. And I've picked up a couple of bad habits. So I'm going to be the first to tell you that there's a part of me that's part of the problem. But you know, and I realize, and I was on several this morning, you know, you're on Zoom, there are five people. Look, if you're in my spiritual community, you don't talk till you get the talking stick. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I think, Brett, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And if y'all don't know what I mean on that, go Google that.
Talking stick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and Google how that's used. We miss things, though, mm-hmm. if we don't learn how to do this, right?
Yes, absolutely. You miss, not only things, I would say you miss the most important things, in the sense that quite often the most important things that people say are not the words that they're speaking, but their tone of voice, their body yeah. position, the way they shrug their shoulders, the way they look away. And it's not like you're trying to make meaning out of all that, like consciously going, oh, I'm going to track every single motion, but more what I call an open awareness, mm-hmm. just sort of letting the feel, the vibe, the tone, like all that kind of have an impact on you, and noticing that, so that rather than talk about when someone says, oh, I'm having a really hard time, instead of going into problem solving, you go, oh, that sounds really hard.
Yeah. Look, you're Brett Hill coach.
That's
People
right.
may or may not know. You are an amazing coach.
Oh, thank you.
And the reason we're talking about this is because this is something you focus on with people.
Yeah.
And I just want people to know that regardless of what I went through as a kid, I had to learn some skills. I didn't even know what I didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm different to a lot of people, but in the work you do, there's listening and then there's deep listening.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care if you're in business. I don't care what you do in life. I don't care if you're like my friend, she does a great job cleaning houses, or like my other friend who is a CEO, top 0.01% of technical women coaches. If you miss the boat on this, it could be critical.
Yeah.
You'll miss a deadline. You'll get something wrong. I mean, I don't know. Am I being a little too dramatic here?
No, I don't think you're. I think the problem is people aren't dramatic enough around this. It's like there's this stuff is so crucial. It's so important. I wander around a lot going, look, if you knew how important this was, it would be at the top of your list, because it's going to change the quality of your life, your relationships. It's going to make you more successful in business. It's going to cause you to have better, deeper insights, more creativity. You're going to make fewer mistakes. You're going to have deeper engagement, more connections, more interpersonal relationships that are really luscious and rich. I mean, and it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You just have to make an effort. And so it's sort of like there's very little in life that you can put that kind of effort into and get that kind of payoff. Yeah. But it's really hard to get people's attention around it. We're just so overdriven. You can't get people to calm down long enough. I sometimes say people don't realize that there are diamonds on the ground. You know, people are like working to make an extra $100. I'm going, look, there's diamonds all around you. You know, if you would just slow down and notice.
Oh my gosh, I don't have time to go into a story about that on the beach, on how my friend literally stepped on a diamond ring and just, I mean, thank God I was behind her. I asked, do I get to keep the diamond? But look, I want to talk about full spectrum. I want to talk about the whole person. So much in the holistic community, holistic, but not about this.
Yeah.
Not about the importance of this.
Well, holistic is in the right direction in the sense that I'm talking about mind-body integration in a lot of ways. And so right. holistic medicine and holistic healing is really a lot about let's deal in more than the chemistry. It's not just taking a pill to fix the chemical. It's like, how did the system get out of balance in the first place, right? Yeah. And so when we're talking about what I call full spectrum listening, I'm talking about listening with your ears and your head, like how do I solve a problem? Oh, this sounds like this kind of an issue. the technical aspects of listening, but then there's, how does this feel to me? How do I relate to this person? Do I want to walk away? Do I want to step in? Do I want to like negotiate? Am I afraid? Am I attracted? Mm-hmm. Noticing all of that, everything that's happening in your system, to use a technical term, they call it up and down the stack, like from the physical mm-hmm. layer to the emotional layer to the spiritual layer even. Because, you know, we're on your amazing network. We can talk about that, like really connecting spirit to spirit, heart to heart, soul to soul. And we have facilities for doing that. We just have to be, yeah. we just have to be aware of them and bring them, what I call bring them online. I have a technical background, so I use a lot of tech terms like
yeah,
that.
I'm with you. We need to use them. We need to use the technical terms. And I want to tell you why. Because even though once upon a time, if you use technical terms, you were like in the 0.01% of somebody over there. Now your six-year-old child or grandchild is talking to you about the metaverse and saying, you know, Auntie Patty, are the colors of your website. How did you know about the metaverse? And you can have an intelligent conversation. But let's talk about what's at stake. But before we do, let's take a very, very short break so people can learn more about you. But when we come back, if you don't really understand the impact of this around other people, this was explained to me by somebody that said, Pat, you got to be a little selfish and learn this. Mm-hmm. Because the difference for you, and this was in my corporate job, the difference for you and whether you're going to listen in the way you're talking about Brett or not, could cost the company a deadline with US West once upon a time, and up to the tune of $500 million.
Wow. Now,
not to mention my job. When we come back, you may not be in that situation, but you may be in a situation with your child or your loved one. And if you knew this or learned these skills or worked with Brett, peace may break out. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Maximum Resilience with me, Kelly Bazzani, your ally for addiction, the first Monday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join us and engage in this epic journey of how to own your power and change your perception of addiction while we revolutionize the approach that ensures mental health as we address a worldwide epidemic. Take the steps that lead you towards an incredible life of maximum resilience. We do recover. Visit MyResilienceCoach.com.
I love that song. Thank you. I got to say, shout out to my buddy Nick Johnson for writing that song for us. Thank you so much. How did he write that song? How did he get that song? How did we do? What did Nick listen to while he was an intern here? How did he understand the situation we were going through? What did he think about a song like that, if you had the words to it? And, you know, Colton, we need to get the lyrics to that and post it. But what was it he was hearing at the time he was an intern that knew he could pick the perfect song to replace Clocks by Coldplay? That's another show. Brett Hill is joining us here today. Brett, I want to take a minute because, yes, we're talking about this. I want to talk about mindfulness now. But I have coaches that have to help me with, I have to have help with this. I need help. I don't care how many courses I'm taking. Life has changed. The digital world has changed. There's more information. I was on a call today with five people, all of them asking me questions, and it was like I was watching a ping pong match.
Yeah.
So how do they get to work with you?
Well, they can reach me at bretthill.coach, bretthill.coach, coach, instead of .com. And you can find their contact form, or you can actually just email me straight up, brett@bretthill.coach, and I answer all emails I get. And I do one-on-one work with people, and I do coach training and all kinds of stuff going on. We have, I run a bi-weekly session on intuition and another one on mindfulness. wonderful coaching, and we just have a great time. So there's a lot going on. The best way is just to reach out to me via the website or my email and get wired up with my email list, and you'll find out about all the good stuff we have going. There's a ton of fun stuff.
Yeah, I hope that in the future that you're going to come back and we're going to do intuition.
Oh my God! Well, yeah,
You have got to do that. Look, let's talk. But we've been talking about full spectrum listening, but this is the part now which I had to learn later in life, and it's the understanding of mindfulness, and it's the understanding of what that means and what that has to do with full spectrum listening. Can you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, mindfulness is means a lot of things to a lot of people. I like to make it really simple. It's basically paying attention to what's going on in you in a way where you're not judging yourself so much. So it's sort of like if I'm noticing that I'm talking to somebody and I feel uneasy, just noticing, oh, I'm talking to this person and I feel uneasy, rather than going, dang it, I'm so tensed out, I can't, you know, and judging yourself and blaming yourself around it. Now, that's still in the right direction. If you're noticing it, that's a good thing. But if you're having this critical voice that's saying, oh, I want to appear like I'm clever, or I need to have the right answer, or really, just notice that that's happening in you. Name it, and then just say, okay, yeah, so that's happening. So the very first step in mindful communications with this is to pay attention to what's happening in you, acknowledge it, and then there's another step, which is just sort of like, let that be so, let it just naming and saying, yeah, that's true, rather than, I am angry, you're noticing, oh, there's a part of me that's anger, I'm experiencing some anger. And there's a big difference. You see the difference there between I am that versus that's happening in me?
Yeah.
Yeah, big difference. In terms of having a little bit of space there, so that now maybe you can choose to do something. Oh, I'm noticing I'm angry. I'm noticing I want to say something, but I'm going to take a breath because I've been practicing taking a breath and pausing, and I'm going to say something different. You know, I know when I hear that, I get a little upset. I'm feeling like, you know, I'm agitated hearing those words. And then you can communicate from a much more effective, non-reactive place. Yeah.
I want to just clarify something, because this came up the other day. Here's what I don't think. Here's what I think Brett is not saying. He's not saying that you don't have a right to express the impact of what just happened.
Oh, right.
So he's not saying you take a breath, you peace out, and everybody hugs. We are not saying that, because one of you emailed me the other day and asked me about this. What I think we're talking about is you take that breath so you can respond in a powerfully empowerful way.
That's right. This is truly empowerment. This is truly empowerment. So that rather, it's all about having the choice to decide what makes the best sense here. And sometimes the thing that makes the best sense is to say, I am not okay with the way that you're behaving.
Right.
Sometimes that is exact. And when you do it, you're doing it from, not only am I aware that that's what's not okay, I'm drawing a very clear boundary here, and I'm not going to negotiate around it.
Yeah.
And you're very clear with that in yourself.
Look, I mean, what's the difference between doing that and doing something else? I'll tell you, I was on a call earlier this week, and I had one of my teammates on it. And I was on a call with somebody that was just horribly obnoxious and yelling and screaming. And while I have a pretty thick skin on those things, I said, you know what? I think we're going to end the call right now. And I said to my teammate, I said, you know, please get off the Zoom. If I need you back, I'll come back. I said, we're not going to do a call in this way. It's just not respectful.
Yeah.
Now, there's another part of me that grew up in the projects in New York City.
Yeah, right.
That on another day in another place. Sometimes that just comes out. But that's what I'm saying. We have to learn these things. And I love the idea of the breath, because if we don't take that breath, in the digital world we're living in now, Brett, fill me in here. There's so many ways to react, aren't there?
Well, right. And we're encouraged to. We're encouraged to. React quickly. Here's a charged thing, and they work it hundreds of millions of dollars are being spent every day to create the six-word thing to cause you to be reactive. And they want as many people to be reactive as possible and then amplify that as max to the maximum they can, because that's the way the social media platforms makes money. And I'm not here saying I'm down on social media. I'm just saying that's the way it works. It's an energy amplification system. Mm-hmm. And so whatever gets energy is going to be amplified. And because of the way our neurology is wired, the things that get energy the fastest and the hottest is what? Is it whenever you hit your hand with a hammer or when someone tells you you're having a nice day? Which one of those has the most energy in it, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why these systems automatically navigate towards the kind of negative hot charge and extreme words. You know, it's like unbelievable, betrayed by whatever. Now it's he's in your face. It's all these kind of big hooky words, right? To kind of get you to be reactive. That's what our world is these days.
It is. And we can choose differently. I want to say a couple of things. First of all, you are a coach. But you also teach other coaches.
Yeah.
You teach other people. And so I want people to know, when I said earlier in the show, and I introduced you, Brett, and I introduced you as one of the world leaders, in order for you to be a world leader, and by the way, Jim Fannin, one of our other hosts, talks about this. He talks about masters and experts, and he talks about what that means. What you are a master in this.
Thank you.
And it's an enormous responsibility. I know it. I can't do it. But it is an enormous responsibility to really help people in this area. But you do it because you know how important it is. And you've been part of the journey of changing times. And we are boiling. The smoke is like in the ears.
That's true. It's true. Yeah, and I mean, I feel like I tell people I'm on a mission, and I'm on a mission to help coaches and professionals who value mindfulness in their life and their work to be the best that they can be in their work with other people. Because, hey, I'm just one guy, and I really want to amplify the effect of bringing more mindful communications into the world, because I truly believe that that's what will help us create a world that we can thrive in and be alive and safe in, is in a world where, you know, we're all a little bit more mindful with each other than is currently the norm.
Yeah, we get to know ourselves, because we're also in a world, and let's talk about this. I know we got a few minutes left. We are also simultaneously being asked to focus. Now, look, I stuttered. I got questions. Can you imagine how I had to focus? But we are in a world now that we are being asked to deliver earlier, make it better, right? And get ready for up-leveling, whatever that is. If you don't know how to focus and you don't know how to hone in this skill, or even listen to the point where you can laser focus to get it done, man, you just left in the dust, I think. I don't know.
Well, right. And so part of this driven agenda of the culture, which is get more done, do more now, you know, and extreme, and it basically drives everything to the extremes. And that's why we have a burnout culture right now. Everybody is just working until they drop, because that's what people believe they need to do to get where they need to. And that's simply not sustainable individually or culturally. It just won't work. And so businesses are now beginning to reorganize themselves a little bit to be more accommodating, more adapting, and realizing supportive of the individuals that they work with, their employees, to help them kind of be more peaceful at home. There's all kinds of, at work, there's all kinds of work going on in that area. Yeah. You know, don't leave your emotions at home. There's like this whole notion of work-life balance, as if work and life were on the same plane, and you have life and then you have work, but it's not that way. There's life and work is a part of it. And so the whole framework has got to change. The whole frame has got to change.
I love you said that. I hope you're going to come back. I'm doing a talk in Chicago, May 18th. And I'm going to, the subtitle for the talk is Balance is a Bunch of B.
The way they talk about it is, it's framed all wrong.
We tried our whole lives. And, you know, I can't speak for men, but I know as women, the whole balance thing has just been impossible. But today, what you did is you opened up a door for us to have a starting point, to have a conversation, to really ask questions, perhaps, Brett, thank you for today. Can you please, again, website, classes you got, I'm not sure if you're registering, whatever you're doing, tell people, and then please give us your personal message.
Yeah, sure. BrettHill.coach is the website where I have my contact information. I also teach coaches. I have a class called The Mindful Coach Method, which is themindfulcoachmethod.com. And I run a community of coaches at themindfulcoachassociation.com. So those are all ways you can interact. And of course, I have the Connected Conversation podcast on your network, which is a great way I talk a lot about the kinds of things we're talking. If you want to get more detail, go there, connectedconversation.com. And my message is simply this. It's like, take a breath, notice the beauty at your feet and around you. Let that inform your senses and step into the world from there.
I love it. If you all haven't noticed yet, what you're speaking with and listening to, Brett Hill, right now, this is a new kind of mindfulness for me. This is a kind of mindfulness conversation, full spectrum listening that aligns itself with the ever-changing dynamic of our times. If you did not get that from listening to him today, watch this again. Pass this forward, not just for you and your loved ones, but how about children? How about my sport? How about coaching hosts? All y'all out there, this is the time to do this. You can catch up. Thank you, Brett, for everything.
You're welcome. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Thank you, Colton. Thank you all tuning us in, turning us on. This is on my checklist to get better at. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.